This country's new Controller of Customs, Owen Holder, says improved communication with the stakeholders is one of his key objectives.
So I will be meeting with the respective stakeholder bodies like the Custom Brokers Association, the Barbers Manufacturers Association, all of those bodies. I'll be having individual meetings with them so that we can focus more on their issues. I've had meetings with the Chamber of Commerce Executive, with the BMA Executive. We have planned for, as also have for the, had with the Custom Brokers Association Executive, and they told me they want to meet, the body wants to meet me. Fine, I'm good with that. I meet everybody. All who want me, I'm ready. Yeah? So come. I also believe that you, the trade community, should be able to have inside contact within customs. And I've told many who speak to me, call me anytime, huh? Call me anytime. I went and made sure I have a bill phone with unlimited calls, huh? So the only thing that you will find with my phone is that my, the voicemail phone. Because I even haven't had time to get around to that. Don't worry about the voicemail. Keep calling till you get me. I will answer all your return calls. Like in any organization, human resources is critical. Very, very, very critical. So going forward, we know that there will be a need to build capacity within the organization. And that capacity comes through various local, regional, and international organizations offering courses to customs, offering workshops to customs, etc. So we will make sure that we will explore all possibilities for courses, seminars, workshops, so that we can build that knowledge gap within customs. And I will make sure that in building that knowledge gap, that I will blend the experience with the not-so-experience, because I'm also responsible for succession planning within the organization. And that is why in my classification committee that I set up experienced persons, and I've also have some junior officers, right, who I expect to be on that knowledge gap. And when I'm satisfied that we've covered all of these things, right, I will develop a service charter to be communicated to you all, where we can tell you that by this time or that amount of days, we'll be able to guarantee your container can work at the harbor, etc., etc.
Mr. Holder was speaking to the September luncheon of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, where former Chamber of Commerce President Lalu Vaswani made his own observations to the new Controller of Customs.
There was also, at the same time you came, or just before you came, a total change in the communication mechanism within customs, where all phone numbers changed, and we have no directory of the numbers for the people or the email addresses for the new people who have taken over new positions. Would you be willing to facilitate that to the business community so that we can make communication with you? I also believe that while I take your point that your service charter will come last, may I encourage you to start along the way with a few low-hanging fruit, such as insisting or setting the standard that we will return your calls in a timely manner. Because even if you get through on the phone and nobody returns a call, and this is not to criticize, it's constructive feedback, okay? And lastly, the one area that very often many people, even on a chat, are reluctant to share their views because there is a perception that they will be victimized somehow because something you say. So that's an area that you may have to look at to build the confidence for a person to know, come and tell me what you have to do. And the final point I'd say is that the issue of the warehousing, which affects a large number of businesses, needs to be rolled out. And again, an individual meeting.
Lalu Vaswani. Here's a Sagicor financial tip with four real reasons why a single person might need life insurance. One, you have student loans. Two, you want to buy a house. Three, you want to be debt-free. Four, you have financial dependence. contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.